Psachim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet, 1-4. And now we'll discuss the various times, the deadlines that occur on the 14th of Nisan as the deadline of midday approaches. So first, let's just understand, as far as the deadline of midday approaching, everyone agrees, of course, that on Pesach itself, you may not eat chametz, and if you do eat chametz, there's a penalty called karas. Pasuk says, Ki chol ochel chametz v'nichrasa nefesh ahim Yisrael miyom harishon ad yom hashvi. Anyone who eats chametz during Pesach proper will be chayav karas. Everyone agrees that eating chametz on the 14th, even in the second half of the day, doesn't carry the karas penalty. However, it's a machlokas if it's a generic law, if it's forbidden midrabanan, forbidden midoraisa, which would carry the penalty, let's say, of lashes, malchus, or not. Perhaps only usar midrabanan on the 14th. Maybe it's forbidden, but just by power of a mitzvah aseh. And interestingly, there's even a shita which holds that since the pasuk, which is mandating the getting rid of the chametz on the 14th, we said already once, is Ach b'yom harishon tashbisus or mebeteichem, on the first day, meaning the day where you bring the Korban Pesach, the 14th, rid your houses of the leavening agents. So there's even a sheet in the Rishonim that holds that eating it on the 14th will fulfill that mitzvah of tashbisu, because you're destroying it by putting it down your gullet. Whatever the case, whether it's Aser Medoraisim or the Rabbanan, everyone agrees it's Aser to eat chametz on the second half of the day of the 14th, from midday. So now we have to just have a bit of a discussion on how the hours work in the Mishnah. So many times throughout the Mishnayos, we refer to Sha'ot, hours, and the fourth hour, fifth hour, sixth hour, etc. According to most Rishonim, and most Achronim for that matter, and the Halacha L'maisa, we go after what are called Sha'os Zmanios, which are variable hours. The idea being that the way you tell time is by the sun's movement, and the sun, although everyone agrees there are 24 hours in a day, right? That's the amount of time it takes the sun to spin once on its axis from sunrise to sunrise or whatever. The day has two halves. There's the daylight half and the dark half. And in the summertime, daylight hours are longer. There's more daylight hours. I should say there's more time that it's daylight and there's less time of darkness. And in the winter, there's more darkness time of 24 hours and less daylight hours. The question is, does that matter? So there are those who learn that, and this is the majority, and this is the Halacha L'maisa, that we calculate the hours of the day based on the simple calculation that the day is divided into 12, daytime is divided into 12 equal slices, and in the summertime the slices are a little bit longer, and in the wintertime they're shorter. So just for argument's sake, if there were, in the height of summer in Israel, there's roughly 840 minutes of daylight in, you know, the end of June. So that divides neatly into, if you divide it by 12, you get 70. So that means that the halachic hour, Sha'os Zmanios, the halachic hour would be a 70-minute hour in the summertime. And conversely, in the wintertime, there's roughly 600 minutes of daylight, and therefore the halachic hour would be 50 minutes long. That's how most learn. There are serious heavyweight achronim who indeed do rule that we're talking here about Sha'os Shavios, equal hours, meaning 60-minute hours, regardless of how long the sun is in the sky for. Amongst them, the Trumas HaDeshen, on whom the Ramah is based, as well as the Shach, Pnei Yoshua. So there are many shittos in that. And indeed, there's a separate machlokus altogether about, even if you're going with Sha'os Zmanios, if you measure that from sunrise to sunset, or where you do it from first light to Alosa Shachar, till Teis HaKochavim, till like last light, let's call it. That's the famous machlokus between the Magen Avraham and the Gra, which impacts when we say Kriya Shema, the deadline for saying Kriya Shema, etc., which is the end of the third hour. So many machlokusim here. I'm not going to take sides at the minute. I would tell you a historical fact, which is during the time of the Mishnah, the only way to tell time was by the sun, by a sundial. They could measure the passage of time with like a water clock or an hourglass with sand. But in terms of telling what time of day it is, they only had one option, which is by sundial. Not until the 14th century, which is the middle of the Rishonim period, did they even have mechanical clocks. You can see a mechanical clock from 1410, 15th century in Prague today. Those are the very oldest. But But that's from the town square. The Prague town square has 1 o'clock, etc. That people could see mechanically and get more precision. But in terms of home clocks, if you will, not until the pendulum clock was invented in the 17th century could people tell time privately. And pocket watches not until the 18th century, and they're very expensive. So personally, I find it's hard to imagine how they would possibly in practice tell the time without a sundial. But anyways, whether it's, and therefore if you're using the sun, you're for sure using Shaos Zmanios, these adjusting, seasonally adjusted hours. Okay, whatever the case is, we're going to talk about those hours, and we're going to say that midday, which is going to be the halfway between sunrise and sunset, let's call it, at that point when the sun is highest in the sky, that would be the beginning of the time where it's forbidden to eat chametz. And before that, we're going to extend some time rabbinically to as a safeguard to make sure that people don't misguess when the time is. Certainly, if you're using the sun to tell the time, that's very nice, but it's not exactly precise, the sundial. And worse than that, sometimes the clouds come and the sun doesn't cast a shadow, so you won't even have a precise time. So therefore, some safeguards are put into place, and here they are. Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir holds, Ochlen kol chamesh, you can eat throughout the fifth hour of the day, v'sorfen b'tchilas sheish, at the beginning of the sixth hour, meaning 1 hour before the deadline, because the deadline of chatzos, of midday, will be the beginning of the seventh hour. Just to illustrate, say it's not perfectly clear. For argument's sake, let's say that the day begins at 6 a.m. and ends at 6 p.m. So you have 12 neat hours that each end on the o'clock. So 5 hours into the day will be 11 a.m. So Rabbi Meir is saying, even though chatzos is not till 12 noon, from 11 a.m., no longer may you eat chametz unless you calculate incorrectly. Rabbi Yehuda is even more strict. He says, Rabbi Omer, ochlen kol arba, you can eat the first 4 hours of the day, meaning, for argument's sake, till 10 a.m., an example I gave before, and then v'tolen kol chamesh, it's suspended for the fifth hour. That means that you can't eat it. V'sor from b'tchil ha'sheish, but you do, and you do burn it at the beginning of the sixth. So that was the gist here. Now, just when they say sorfen, when they say burn it, Reb Meir says you have to burn it at the beginning of the sixth hour. So the point of burning is lav dafka burning for burning's sake, meaning as opposed to grinding it up and throwing it to the wind or putting it to the bottom of the sea. The point is that hana, getting benefit from this food, becomes forbidden. So, for example, you can't feed it to your animals. So you could, or Meir holds, you could eat, get benefit and even eat it throughout the fifth hour. In the sixth hour, you can't get benefit nor eat it. Rabbi Yehuda says, we're not going to eat it from the end of the fourth hour, so meaning the fifth hour, it's not for eating, but you still could get benefit. So totally means, say, you could feed it to your animals, for argument's sake. Can't eat it, but you could get benefit from it. And then from the sixth hour, call it 11 a.m., no benefit nor eating it. Instead, at that point, it's time to destroy it so that you get rid of it in time for the deadline, which was important to us. Rabbi Yehuda would hold that past that eating would be already in Isser Deraisa.